Does a song or even a symphony trigger memories of important moments and milestones in your life? For violinist Hilary Hahn, a 19th century concerto is a pivotal part of her history and her current repertoire.
The fourth violin concerto of Belgian violinist and composer Henri Vieuxtemps is like an old friend to Hilary Hahn.
It was the last thing I learned before I started studying at the Curtis Institute of Music when I was 10. I was taught it by my Russian teacher, Clara Berkovich.
She can also trace a student-teacher connection with the composer himself.
Vieuxtemps taught Eugène Ysaÿe, the great Belgian violinist, and Ysaÿe taught my teacher, Yasha Brodsky, with whom I studied at Curtis.
But her love for the work is more than personal. Hahn says the concerto really shows off the violin, both musically and technically.
It's also very operatic. It has these theatrical elements to it, a lot of flourishes, a lot of simple lines that enable the performer to really express a lot of different things. And it has some beautiful soaring, complex elements as well, so there's a lot to work with.
Vieuxtemps, who composed mostly for violin, lived for many years in Paris and for 5 years in Russia, where he started a violin school at the conservatory in St. Petersburg. Hahn has recorded the Vieuxtemps along with another work from her past, Mozart's Fifth Violin Concerto, which was the first piece she studied at Curtis with her teacher there, Yasha Brodsky.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.